The Mitchell's Front Page Podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 till 11.
On the line now, we've got Elaine Olivier from De Sa Garden and Domestic. Normally we talk to Jacques. Elaine, good morning. Is Jacques out in the garden today?
Yeah, somewhere in somebody's garden.
Doing not a ours. Great job. But I tell you what, he is very knowledgeable about everything to do with gardening, and we ask him all sorts of questions and we've never thrown him. And I'd imagine you'd be very much the same.
Well, I'm still learning, but I know a few things.
Well, first of all, it's an interesting time, Easter, because the weather's changing, although we had this sort of late burst of summer that probably surprised a few people. But it's a time when people have to start thinking about what they'd like to plant and have in their gardens for the next few months.
Absolutely, yes. Yeah, it's a good time to put in your winter veggies, and get all of that sorted. And, of course, put some bulbs in for springtime and, just general tidy up and all sorts of things that, need to do to get yourself ready.
What's your favourite winter vegetable?
That's hard to say because I love them all. But we're big fans of broad beans.
Oh, okay.
I know it's funny, but anyway.
And you grow them in your garden?
Yes, we do. We do. I haven't put mine in yet. I know I have got to do it, but yes, we will get there.
And bulbs, that's a good time for bulbs, you were saying now as well.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Yeah, all those beautiful anemones and even a few irises, but daffodils are a big, big, big thing to put in at the moment. Dutch irises in particular, axias and spirixes and freesias and even some tulips, even though you've got to put them in the fridge before you put them in. But, there's a few beautiful bulbs up there to get ready and put them in.
I don't know much about planting tulips, I have to be honest. So why do you have to put them in the fridge first?
To help them start the process of germination.
So you get your seeds, you put how long in the fridge?
For 6 weeks, 4 to 6 weeks. They will
six
all
weeks.
Tell you. Yeah, on the packaging it will tell you, but most of them are up to 6 weeks that you put them in your crisper your fridge.
Wow, I've learned something today. So really, if you wanted to do your tulips, you should have been doing that 4 to 6 weeks ago rather than today.
Yeah, probably. But you could still get them in.
Squeeze them in. And then any tips, once you're just starting to get your bulbs up and running, how regularly should you water, that sort of thing?
They don't like to be totally soaked, so just keep them, because if you soak them, they'll get rotten. So just make sure your soil is dries up a little bit, but not like in dry, and then give them water and then let them dry out and give them water. So don't ever soak them until you actually have your flowers coming up, and of course then you regularly water them. But for the moment, yes, you just need to give them a little boost of waters.
And have you got any tips on the actual soil that you're putting them into, anything you should do with fertilizers or anything else like that?
Well, that's actually tricky because technically you needed to prepare your soil beforehand by at least a full spade length, digging it up, breaking up your clumps and removing some rocks and weeds. And then you will dig in some buckets of rotten chook or cow manure, or if you don't want to go that fast, you can use compost and dynamic lifter, which you should have done by now, so your soil should have been prepared. But you can still get away by planting them now and putting some fertilizer on top. Not against your bulb because that will burn it, but just in the soil or around the soil, around your bulbs.
Now, regular garden maintenance versus long-term garden maintenance. Tell us about that.
You know, a lot of people will just leave the garden, let the weeds grow up high, and then, get rid of all the big ones. But I actually find that if you pull out your little weeds as soon as you see them, it's a lot easier to maintain your garden. I find that when you have your big weeds, you can't get rid of the full root system, and the roots that stays in the soil is just going to produce more weeds at the next season. So just get rid of them totally.
So get motivated. Get in there early.
Yes. So my recommendation is at least once a month, make a date for yourself and go through your garden and weed. Don't leave it for 6 months' time.
Yeah, that's probably good. And think probably most things in life, it's generally better to get on things early rather than later. Any other regular garden maintenance that people should be doing?
Well, the other thing I would I normally concentrate on is my roses. Deadhead them as soon as your bud is gone. Because the more you deadhead your roses, and with deadhead, you mean you cut your rose or you trim your rose where the new leaves are, the new leaves are.
Yes.
That way, you will actually encourage your rose to grow more blooms. So, you know, these gardens that always have constant roses?
Yes.
That's somebody spends a lot of time getting rid of all the deadheads.
There you go. Fascinating.
Yeah.
Look, thank you for being on the program. I just want one final top tip from you, if you can, for the people listening today. What's something they can go out and do in their garden today that'll have some big results?
Remove dead stuff in your garden as you see them. Dead leaves and debris that's in your garden is the perfect place for disease to grow and harbor. And it means when you've got new shoots coming up on your plants, they'll attack them. So, yes, keep your garden clean.
Yeah, really good
advice. That's my big tip.
Thank you very much. I'll let you get out there and get to work on some of those weeds. And
send our
regards to Jacques as well.
Will do. Thanks, Mitchell.
Good on you. Thanks, Elaine. Elaine Olivier there from Disa Garden and Domestic. They do a great job looking after all of your gardening needs if you need them to come out and do, a whole raft of different things. So get in touch with Disa Garden and Domestic. They are station sponsors.
The Mitchell's Front Page podcast is brought to you by Geelong Bank. Listen live on 94.7 The Pulse, Mondays and Tuesdays from 9 to 11. Or search for Mitchell's Front Page on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, or wherever you get your podcasts.